Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Mitchell, the Trothar, First Dollar State Attorney Congregation, Mount Sinai, Trothar, New York, Texas. Today is July 18, 2017, out of the 25th day of the fourth month, 2021. It was started. Our first service today was entitled, Rescue the Perishing. Rescue the perishing, therefore the dying. Snatch them in pity from sin and their grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen. Tell them of Yahshua the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Yahshua is merciful, Yahshua will save. Though they are smiting him, still he is waiting, waiting the pimp in the child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently, he will forgive if they only believe. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Yahshua is merciful, Yahshua will save. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings not buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, cords that are broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Yahshua is merciful, Yahshua will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it. Strength for the labor the young will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently wend them, till the poor wanderer a city has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Yahshua is merciful, Yahshua will save. Okay, we're going to continue on our series here. Obey Yahweh's, obey my voice. This is part three. We're actually in 1 Samuel chapter 17. For our next continuing on with the study, but we're going to actually back up a little bit and go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. When Yahweh calls Samuel, just maybe about 5 years old, when Yahweh spoke to him by his voice. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because Yahweh has called us today, and he's spoken to us by his voice. Yahweh calls Samuel, 1 Samuel 3:1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Yahweh before Eli. And the word of Yahweh was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. Now this is, we're in that same place again where there is no open vision. Being done today. And verse 3, and ere the lamp of Yahweh went out in the temple of Yahweh where the ark of Yahweh was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Now, get this, Eli the priest, his eyes are dimming, he can't see. And so therefore, whether you realize or not, but he let the light go out in the temple. because he got old and blind and neglectful. Verse 4. But the Yahweh called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not, or lie down again. And he went and lay down. And Yahweh called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose, went to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Yahweh, neither was the word of Yahweh yet revealed unto him. And the Yahweh called Samuel again a third time, and he arose, met to Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Yahweh had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Yahweh, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And Yahweh came and stood and called as at other time, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Yahweh said unto Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. Now this was repeated down at Kermit. I also repeated this message to Brother Johnson. Yahweh spoke to me and says, Deliver this unto Brother Johnson. And at the opportune time, I delivered this message unto him. I told him, You're as Eli to your two sons, David and Daniel. You're as Eli to them. Okay. He didn't believe it, but nevertheless I delivered the message. Verse 13, For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth. See, for the iniquity which he knoweth. Not for the iniquity that he don't know. It's for the iniquity that he knoweth. Because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of Yahweh, and Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. And Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here am I. And he said, What is the thing that the Yahweh has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. Yahweh do so unto thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and hid nothing from him, and he said, It is the Yahweh. Let him do what seemeth good, seemeth him good. So what I did when I went to Brutus that day and had an opportunity time to deliver him a message, I delivered him everything that Yahweh told me. We covered everything that pertained to Brother Johnson and his conduct with his family and the congregation. And I told him everything that was wrong with him and so forth, and his leadership. And he brushed it off. He didn't do like Eli did. Eli said, Well, let the Yahweh do whatever seemeth right, whatever seemeth good, let him do it. And so Yahweh did. He caused the ark to be taken away from Eli, out of the temple. He destroyed both of Eli's sons, And Eli fell backwards off his bench and broke his neck, and he died. So that's what Yahweh thought about Eli's leadership. That's how much Yahweh despised that. He punished him. And Samuel grew, and the Yahweh was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan, even unto Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Yahweh. The Yahweh appeared again in Shiloh, for the Yahweh revealed himself unto Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Yahweh. Alright. And now we're going to chapter 4, 1 Samuel, verse 1. Israel defeated by the Philistines. So Yahweh will send your enemy in to defeat you if you mock him and defy his word and don't do what he tells you to do. He'll send the enemy in to mock you. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1. And the word of the Samuel came unto all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle, and pitched beside Eben-Ezer, and the Philistines pitched in Aphek, and the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, Wherefore hath the Yahweh smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. So the people went sent unto Shiloh, that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Yahshua of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. And when the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh came into the camp, all Israel shouted with great shouts, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, What meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Yahweh was coming to the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, Yahweh has come into the camp. And they said, Woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been unto you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. The ark of Yahweh taken. Number 10, and the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent. And there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the ark of Yahweh was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day, with his clothes rent, and with earth upon his head. And when he came low, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside, watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of Yahweh. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, What meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim, that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, What is there done, my son? And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistine. There hath been also a great slaughter among the people, and thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead. And the ark of Elohim is taken. It came to pass when he made mention of the ark of Yahweh that he fell from off the seat backwards by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died, for he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of Yahweh was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself in travail, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said unto her, Fear not, for thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of Yahweh was taken, and because her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of Yahweh is taken. Okay. The ark in the Philistines' hands. We're going to go to chapter 5 now, 1 Samuel. It says, And the Philistines took the ark of Yahweh and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. When the Philistines took the ark of Yahweh, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of Yahweh, and they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of Yahweh, and the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left unto him. Therefore neither the priest of Dagon now any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon and Ashdod unto this day. But the hand of Yahweh was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and their coast thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw it was so, they said, The ark of Yahweh of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us, and upon Dagon, our Elohim. They sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them, and said, What shall we do with the ark of the Elohim of Israel? And they answered, Let the ark of the Yahweh of Israel be carried about unto Gath, and they carried the ark of Yahweh of Israel about thither. And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of Yahweh was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emerods in their secret parts. Therefore they sent the ark of Yahweh unto Ekron. And it came to pass, as the ark of Yahweh came unto Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, They have brought about the ark of Yahweh of Israel unto us, to slay us and our people. So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, Send away the ark of Yahweh of Israel, and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people, for there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of Yahweh was very heavy there, and the men that died not were smitten with the emerald, and the cry of the city went up unto heaven. Philistines return the ark. Chapter 6. Verse 1. And the ark of Yahweh was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, What shall we do to the ark of Yahweh? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place. They said, If you send away the ark of Yahweh of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering, then you shall be healed, and it shall be known unto you why his hand is not removed from you. Then said they, what shall be the trespass offering which we shall return unto him? He answered, 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according unto the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore you shall make images of your emeralds and images of your mice that mar the land, and you shall give glory unto the Elohim of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from off your land. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts, when he had wrought wonderfully among them? Did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milch kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and the kine, and tie the kine unto the cart, and bring their calves home from them, and take the ark of the Yahweh, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of the gold, which you return him for a trespass offering, and a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh, then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened unto us. And the men did so, and took 2 milch kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home, and they laid the ark of the Yahweh upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of the emerald, and the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth Shemesh, and they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest. Now this is in time of wheat harvest. And now what does the wheat grain represent today? The remnant of Israel, the 144,000. So this is in the time of the reaping of the first fruits harvest of the field in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Beth-Shemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine a burnt offering unto Yahweh. And the Levites took down the ark of the Yahweh, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of the gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offering, and sacrificed sacrifices the same day unto the Yahweh. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned unto Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emeralds which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto Yahweh, for Ashdod 1, for Gaza 1, for Ashkelon 1, for Gath 1, for Ekron 1, and the golden mice according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging unto the 5 lords, both of fenced cities and of the country villages, even unto the great stone of the Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Yahweh, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Beth-Shemite. And he smote the men of Beth-Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Yahweh. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70,000 men. Okay? So he smote 50,000, then he smote another 60,000, and then he smote 10 men. On top of 110,000 he smote for just ignorantly looking into the Ark of the Covenant. They were ignorant. They didn't have any fear. They lost their fear. They lost their knowledge about the Ark and how sacred it was, because it had been so long from them. They treated it just like it was a newfound toy. Wow. Glad to have it back. And the people lamented because Yahweh had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. Even the people that the Ark came back to, they were rejoicing over. Yet they forgot the sacredness, about the sacredness of that Ark. How powerful that Ark is, how holy it is, and how unholy they were. They forgot the law. They forgot the law of the priesthood. They weren't studying the law of the priesthood no more. They didn't have the Ark in their midst, and so they just left off worshiping, true worship. They were just running like loose cannons. Well, we're to restore true worship today, and I mean perfect it to 100%. In order to restore this Ark of the Covenant back to Yahweh's people. Verse 20, 1 Samuel chapter 6. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, who is able to stand before this holy Yahweh, Elohim? Unto whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, the Philistines have brought again the Ark of Yahweh. Come ye down and fetch it up unto you. End of 1 Samuel chapter 6. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came and fetched up the Ark of the Yahweh and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar, his son, to keep the Ark of the Yahweh. Samuel judges Israel. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Yahweh. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if ye do return unto Yahweh with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods of Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Yahweh, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistine. And the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and serve the Yahweh only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Yahweh. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Yahweh and fasted on that day and said, there, we have sinned against the Yahweh. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel, and when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto Yahweh or Elohim for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistine. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Yahweh. And Samuel cried unto the Yahweh for Israel, and the Yahweh heard him. And as Samuel was offering at the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Yahweh thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before the Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Bethkar. So you see, the people didn't have the power among themselves to call on Yahweh to deliver them out of the hands of the Philistines. They called upon Samuel. They said, pray for us. Cry unto Yahweh. and deliver us. They were looking to one man to have an influence and power with Yahweh. That's what the people are looking for today. They're looking for one man that has the power and influence of Yahweh to deliver them. And if that one man don't show up, the world's in trouble. And Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath Yahweh helped us." So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of Yahweh was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored unto Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year and circuited to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Yahweh. Israel desires a king. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. And all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came unto Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, "Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy way. Thou makest a king to judge us like all the nations." But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed unto Yahweh, and Yahweh said unto Samuel, "Hearken unto the voice of the people." Okay, so now Yahweh says, "Hearken unto his voice." He says, "Hearken unto the voice of those that I place over you." He said, now he's telling Samuel, "Hearken to the voice of the people, and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them." And Samuel told all the words of the Yahweh unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, "This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots, and he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them unto his servant. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servant. And he will take your men servants and your maid servant and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep and he will... And you shall be his servant. And you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. and Yahweh will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of the Sanhedrin, and they said, nay, that we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Yahweh. And the Yahweh said unto Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city. Okay. That's the end of 1 Samuel chapter 8. 1 Samuel chapter 9. Saul comes unto Samuel. Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bacharoth, the son of Alphia, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man and a goodly, and there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said unto Saul his son, take now one of the servants with thee, and arise, go seek the asses. And he passed through Mount Ephraim, and passed through the land of Shalisha, but they found them not. And then they passed through the land of Shalom, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Zup, Saul said unto his servant that was with him, come, and let us return, lest my father leave a caring for the asses, and take thought for us. And he said unto him, behold now, there is in this city a man of Yahweh, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure, he can show us our way that we should go. Then said Saul unto his servant, but behold, if we go, where shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of Yahweh. What have we? And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of Yahweh to tell us our way. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spake, come and let us go unto the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Then said Saul unto his servant, well said, come, let us go. So they went unto the city where the man of Yahweh was. And as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, is the seer here? And they answered them and said, He is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now, for he came today to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. As soon as ye be come into the city, you shall straightway find him, before he go up to the high place to eat for the people. Will not eat until he come, because he does bless the sacrifice. And afterwards they eat that be bidden. Now therefore, get you up, for about this time you shall find him. And they went up into the city, and when they were come into the city, behold, Samuel came out against them for to go up to the high place. Now the Yahweh had told Samuel in his ear a day before. Saul came, saying, tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistine, for I have looked upon my people, because their cry is come unto me. When Samuel saw, Yahweh said unto him, Behold, the man whom I spake unto thee of, this same shall reign over my people. Then Saul drew near unto Samuel in the gate and said, Tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go, and will tell thee all that is in thine heart. And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found, and on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house? And Saul answered and said, Am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou so unto me? And Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the parlor and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, which were about 30 persons. And Samuel said unto the cook, Bring the portion which I gave thee, of which I said unto thee, Sit it by thee. And the cook took up the shoulder and that which was upon it, and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, Behold, that which is left, set it before thee, and eat. For unto this time hath it been kept for thee, since I said, I have invited the people. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. And when they were come down from the high place and into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house. And they arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul unto the top of the house, saying, Up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said unto Saul, Did the servant pass on before us? And he passed on. But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of the Yahweh. End of chapter 9, 1 Samuel. Let's go into chapter 10 now. Saul is anointed. So, when we say Saul is anointed, then we can say also that Willis Johnson was anointed in 1970 for the same reason that King Saul was anointed in his day. He was to be the visible, Brother Sean was to be the visible deliverer of modern day Israel, and that's the Adventist Church. Okay, let's look at this. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, Is it not because Yahweh hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? And thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin of Zilzah, and they will say unto thee, The asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses and sorrows for you, saying, What shall I do for my soul, for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to unto Yahweh unto Bethel, carrying three kids, and another crying, carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. After that thou shalt come to the hill of Yahweh, where is the garrison of the Philistine. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither unto the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place, with a psaltery, and a tabret, and a pipe. and a heart before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of Yahweh will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for Yahweh is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offering. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come unto thee and show thee what thou shalt do. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, Yahweh gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither unto the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of Yahweh came on him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him of before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets, then the people said one to another, what is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? And one of the same face answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, is Saul also among the prophets? And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. And Saul's uncle said unto him and unto his servant, whither went ye? And he said, to seek the asses. And when we saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you? And Saul said unto his uncle, he told us plainly that the asses were found, but of the matter of the kingdom whereof Samuel spake, he told him not. Saul is chosen king. And Samuel called the people together unto Yahweh unto Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all the kingdoms, and of them that oppress you. And you have this day rejected your Yahweh, who himself saved you out of all your adversaries' adversities and your tribulations, and you have said unto him, nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourselves before the Yahweh by your tribes and by your thousands. When Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. And when he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken, and Saul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of Yahweh further, if the man should come thither. And the Yahweh answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. And they ran and fetched him thence, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people, from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said unto all the people, see ye him whom the Yahweh had chosen, that there is none like him among all the people? And all the people shouted and said, Yahweh save the king. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up before the Yahweh. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man unto his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts Yahweh had touched. But the children of Belial, that's of Satan, the devil, she said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no present, but he held his peace. So those children of the devil that worship Satan, they was wanting to know, well, how is this man going to save us? Okay, Saul defeats the Ammonites, 1 Samuel chapter 11. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Nahash and Ammonite answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers unto all the coasts of Israel. And then if there be no man to save us, we will come out unto thee. Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul, and told the tidings in the ears of the people, and all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came after the herd out of the field. And Saul said, what aileth the people, that they weep? And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the spirit of Yahweh came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen, and showed them, and hewed them in pieces, and sent them throughout all the coasts of Israel, by the hands of the messenger, saying, whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Yahweh fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. They said unto the messengers at ten, thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow by that time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. And the messengers came and showed it unto the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out unto you, and ye shall do with us all that seemeth good unto you. And it was so on the morrow that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the host in the morning watch, and slew the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. Okay, Saul made king. Verse 12. And the people said unto Samuel, who is he that said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men, that we may put them to death. And Saul said, there shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Yahweh hath wrought salvation in Israel. Then said Samuel unto the people, come and let us go unto Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. And all the people went to Gilgal, and there made Saul king before the Yahweh in Gilgal, and there they sacrificed the sacrifices of peace offerings before the Yahweh, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. 1 Samuel chapter 12. Samuel addresses the people. Okay. We have read this before, and I'm going to read it again. We're just about the end of our study here. And Samuel said unto all Israel, behold, I have hearkened unto your voice and all that ye said unto me, and have made a king over you. So can you imagine the tables being reversed here? Samuel, the prophet, is now hearkening unto the people, because the people have rebelled against the authority of the prophet and Yahweh. So the people have made demands now. They said, give us what we want, or else. So Samuel, he's hearkening unto their voice. Now here's what happens. Verse 2, and now behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you. And I have walked before you from my childhood unto this day. Behold, here am I, witness against me before the Yahweh and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine eyes therewith, and I will restore it unto you? They said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, Yahweh is a witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, He is witness. And Samuel said unto the people, It is the Yahweh that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Yahweh of all the righteous acts of the Yahweh, which he did unto you and unto your father. When Jacob was come into Egypt, and your fathers cried unto the Yahweh, then the Yahweh sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And when they forget the Yahweh, the Elohim, he sold them into the hand of Sisera, captain of the host of Hazor, and unto the hand of the Philistines, and unto the hand of the king of the Moab, and they fought against them. And they cried unto Yahweh and said, We have sinned because we have forsaken Yahweh and have served Balaam and Ashtaroth. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and we will serve thee. And Yahweh sent you Zerubbabel and Bedan and Jephthah and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and you dwell safe. And when ye saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, you said unto me, Nay, though a king shall reign over us, when the Yahweh your Elohim was your king. And I've read this before, when the Yahshua, the Messiah, his son, was your king. The Yahweh gives Israel a king, verse 13. Now therefore, behold, the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired, and behold, the Yahweh has set a king over you. If you will fear the Yahweh and serve him and obey his voice. Here's that, obey his voice. And not rebel against the command of Yahweh, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Yahweh your Elohim. But if you will not obey the voice of Yahweh, but rebel against the command of Yahweh, then shall the hand of Yahweh be against you, as it was against your father. Now therefore stand and see this great thing, which the Yahweh will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call on Yahweh, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of Yahweh, and asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Yahweh, and the Yahweh sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Yahweh and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, Pray for thy servants unto the Yahweh thy Elohim, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask us a king. And Samuel said unto the people, Fear not, you have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following Yahweh, but serve the Yahweh with all your heart, and turn ye not aside. For then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. But Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased Yahweh to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, Yahweh forbid that I should sin against Yahweh and cease to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Yahweh and serve him in the truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. But if you shall still do wickedly, you shall be consumed, both ye and your king. Alright, that brings us into our still this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages. Cut from me. Let me hide myself in thee. that the water and the blood from the wounded side was flowed, you send a double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Good night, tears forever flow. Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Now the safe and the alone. In my hand no cross I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. When I draw this sweet bread, when my heart suckers in death, when I've lost to worlds unknown, and behold thee on my throne, rock of ages, lift for me, let me hide.